This I Believe. Carl E. Wahlstrom is judge of the probate court in Worcester, Massachusetts. He serves as a trustee of Clark University and of Endicott Junior College, and is active in local business and civic affairs. His hobby is the study of Abraham Lincoln, and he is the author of several works in this field. His beliefs, which make him want to be of service to his fellow men, come both from his own extensive observation of people and from his researches into the life of the great Civil War president. Here is Carl E. Wahlstrom.
A vivid incident of my early boyhood has helped me formulate a satisfying philosophy of life. It was noontime. We, my mother, dad, and my two younger brothers and I, were seated at the table eating what in those days was called dinner. There was a loud knock at the door. Mother went to see who was there and returned at once with a startled look on her face and said, "There's a rough-looking man at the door. He must be a tramp, and he says he's hungry." Father very calmly spoke, "Never let it be said that a hungry man is turned away from our door. Even though we do not have much, and although he is a tramp, we must feed him." When the hungry man had been fed, Dad turned to his three boys, ages 6, 9, and 12, and said, "My mother always told me that I must never allow another to go hungry. She also said, as did some teacher thousands of years ago, 'Cast your bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.'" 12-year-old that I was, this exciting noonday incident and the words of my dad seemed to burn themselves into the innermost recesses of my soul, and as a result I have, over the years, built for myself a most satisfying philosophy. As I serve, so I am served. As I help others, so I am helped myself. The more I become my brother's keeper, the closer I come to God. Because I learned this lesson early in life, it has become easy for me to have an unfaltering faith in God. And having this faith in God, it is also easy for me to have an unbounded faith in my fellow man. Because of the wonders accomplished by man, many only have faith in man. They think man is supreme. They miss the point of life, namely, that all the failures of man which have caused the confusion and evils in the world have come about because man has tried to go along without God. To me it is clear that man just can't carry on alone and bring this sorry old world out of the slough of despond it finds itself in today. Man needs God's help. Man and God must be partners in this business of life. And if man doesn't accept God as his partner, he will fail miserably. God is ready to help man, but man must ask for his help. God made man the most important creature on earth, and at the same time gave him tremendous responsibilities. God knew man couldn't cope with those responsibilities alone, but would need his help. Here is the true meaning of religion, for religion is the relationship between man and God. It is just as personal as that. While man has faith in God and has God's help, he progresses. When he loses faith, he becomes careless, indifferent, and thoughtless. He has done so many times. I believe that he is doing it today. It is at such times that the world suffers from his resulting wrongs, crimes, wars, corruption, and other evils. However, my faith in God and man is so strong that I firmly believe that with the passing of time, man, with God's help, will triumph. Evil will be tread underfoot. Righteousness will prevail. This I believe.
There the creed of Carl E. Wahlstrom, judge of Worcester, Massachusetts Probate Court, and a sympathetic member of his community.